Why, look at all you fine, fine folks, you listeners, subscribers. I see you. Look at that. In a matter of mere seconds on Podbean platform. I see all those downloads. I see y'all listening. You're listening to Feliz Navidad. Hank, Leroy, Honey Mae, their version. The voices inside your head. Do you have them right now? Are you standing in line for the Black Friday sales? I bet you are. I bet you're not only hearing the voices inside your head, you're hearing the voices of angry people who've had too much turkey. I must have to say, I'm one of those happy people. I didn't touch the turkey today. But I will have to say, Eric's going to be on serious carb overload while working. Yes, working in the evening for all the bad little boys and girls. Let's just say his job entails taking care of all the bad kids that haven't been good this holiday season. That's what happens when you work for the county. We had so much fun. I mean, I will have to say, we shedazzled ourselves. We outdid this year. I thought last Thanksgiving was fun, but we literally looked at each other this evening and I said, you know what? I think we have to chalk up. This has been the most fun, absolutely hilarious Thanksgiving ever. Jen had the whole spread. I have never seen, I don't know. She must have had elves last night after I left, or actually early this morning at 1 a.m. She must have had elves because by the time everybody got there this afternoon, she had three tables of a little bit of everything, one entire table of desserts. It's not good for me because I'm still trying to get over the last hurdle medically, but, you know, I'm not going to say I didn't try a few things here and there. Why not? Life's short. There's always the emergency room if you overindulge, right? Right. We had a blast. We are going to share. Oh, God. We're still doing the roundtable tomorrow morning because I cannot wait to hear everybody's holiday Thanksgiving stories. Did you have so much fun reconnecting with your loved ones that you couldn't wait to get into the car to the Black Friday sales? Or do you have just such a lovable little schnooker dooker looker nooker nooker little lovable group of individuals that you just propped yourself up with the pillow and blanket, good old nice and cozy, and you stayed there, you stayed at those festivities, you had fun? You know what? Those are the moments. Enjoy them now. And hopefully for the remainder of your life. And that's, you know what? That's a blessing within itself. We had so much fun. We're going to share tomorrow morning on the round table. I can't believe we're going to do this. We're going to go live audio or live video tomorrow. We weren't going to do it. Oh, we are. We're going to do it. You know, trying to talk her husband into getting up early. Greg's got to get up early anyway, but we're going to have him try to be the reindeer. We're going to share our reindeer antler ring toss game we all played. Oh, gosh. I'm going to have Eric also demonstrate it. It was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. You know what? She knows how to treat me right. I even got one. That's right. I even brought one home. She got me one for myself. We're going to have some fun. I was never one at ring toss, but this is absolutely hilarious. And I'm not going to get into detail what it's about. Although I know a lot of people probably, you all, I don't know. I don't know anybody. You know what? Because this podcast is international, y'all reach out, especially those at iHeartRadio. I have heard some funny games in that. We were talking about this morning and we had on everybody share games and holiday traditions, especially the new traditions and things that I just never heard of. Reindeer antler game. Absolutely priceless. We're going to share that tomorrow morning on roundtable at 7 a.m. Good Lord, that's 6 hours away. I just got in like, God, 40 minutes ago. I still have all of our clocks on the time that it was. I do not fall back. I keep my clocks the same throughout the house, so we're all screwed up. We fool ourselves sometimes thinking we're rushing to do something, and lo and behold, we're an hour ahead. But we're going to be sharing that on the roundtable tomorrow morning, the reindeer antler games. Absolutely hilarious. And Jen's got a couple of recipes working with pumpkin. We even got our Thanksgiving holiday tradition, homemade pancakes. Not that, you know, overindulging, and Eric wasn't stuffed enough. But we know what? We're keeping the traditions. You know, spent time with the fur kids, had so much fun, got to play with them. We, you know, got some pictures together. You know what? Because we have to promote the kids' channel. And, you know, for all of you, want to know how Pammy and baby BB and Timmy, he went over to his friend's house, so he wasn't able to make it into the evening Thanksgiving picture. But I'm happy to say TikTok has been the app TikTok. You know, I wasn't sure. I have to say, we're getting ready to reach over 200,000. Is that not crazy? If that's not crazy enough, Get Your Priestess Awareness campaign website, the second blog, and you know what? It's just, my mind is overloaded between that, and I have some things I have to take care of with schooling online and that next week, and I can't even think of the blog. Isn't that terrible? I literally have to look online as I'm talking to figure out what in the hey the blog's name is. I can't even think of my own blog. I can't think of it. I'm just going to say thank you everyone who has permalinked and kept up with the blog. It actually connects with the podcast. The podcast connects and branches out to many servers and platforms that we're on now. Get ready to go on Sirius Radio with podcasts. We will be going seriously live. That's going to be happening very soon. It's going to be an amazing 2020. I mean, we're not even finished with 2019, but it's going to be an amazing year next year. We're actually going to be completely moved in next year to our primary residence, hoping to sell this property, the fine establishment that Eric purchased a little bit over three years ago. We're hoping we don't have to rent it because I really don't want to go that route. You know, I don't want to have something majorly happen and the angry ground or something and we're responsible. We're hopeful that we'll get this property sold, still plugging away, but there's so many things to be thankful for. I thought about that throughout the day today. Even while we were out and about and visiting friends and having fun and, oh gosh, reindeer antler games could be hilarious. I'm telling you, all of you on the round table, all of you members, it's going to be fun tomorrow morning. Actually, this morning, it's just, we're sharing, we're getting Greg. He's going to be our person. We're going to place the antlers on top of his head and we're going to do the ring toss. You got to stay tuned in the morning. So that's going to be, and of course, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, you know, funny stories or, you know, new traditions. We're going to get some recipes too. There's so much to talk about. Got a lot to talk about. Bring all your stories, your happy times, your memories from, we're already yesterday, Thanksgiving. But we have a lot. We do. We really have a lot to be thankful for. We got a lot of changes next year. All positive, good changes. Amazing, great vibes. You know, life is about change. I always said it. Full steam ahead. No looking back. Don't look back. Look forward to your future. Did I just sound country to your Yale preacher? I think I'm going to take Little Lazy River Town with us across out west. Because you never know. You may need to take your country accent. Eric's been doing it too. He's been catching himself. And you always think, you know, you're the kind of person, y'all. Are you the kind of person and you'll go somewhere out of state on vacation? I know this is just random. I'm trying to clean up. We got home this evening, did our Thanksgiving, and I'm still cleaning up stuff and putting things away. But do you ever go out of state? You're down deep down south somewhere, or you're in the hills and foothills of Kentucky or Tennessee or somewhere, and you'll have these people with some really deep country twang, and you tell yourself there's no way, it's got to be fake. I never could figure out how someone can get such an accent, especially if they are not, you know, originated from that area. But you know what? As many times as we have slipped up taking normal vocabulary and twisting it and it comes out of our mouth as country slang, I realize the longer you live in an area where people talk like this and real slow like that, you start picking up on that. That's right, sweetheart. That's what I mean. I don't know where we're going with that. Really don't. We have a lot going on. And I am happy to say, too, Jen has had some people reach out for transporting to help with the rescues and also with helping to help with the transporting of our fur babies. I'm really wanting to still, and I know some of you are going to shake your head and go, no, 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 Kim, don't try. I really want to try to make the track across the great USA moving in our permanent residence. I want to try to drive. And I know, some of you are just shaking your head going, oh, hell no. You definitely must have snuck some turkey or something because you want to think of right. I really want to try. I know it's not looking good because, you know, let's face it, I can't even deal with sitting in a car too long, more than a couple hours, even more than that's just too much. But I initially had planned on driving across and with everyone helping out, but, you know, and things happen, you know, and you have to look at your health and what's, you know, best for you. So I'm going to be flying, but I still, you know, I'm paranoid. You know, I want to be with the fur babies when everybody's driving and that, make sure they're okay. And, you know, I trust the helping hands and, you know, friends and that and people that, you know, Eric knows helping. And I trust everybody, but you know what I'm saying? You know, you want to be, those are my kids. You want to be with your kids, you know? I was not blessed. And some of you sent emails too and asking, you know, was it a personal decision because you had mentioned, yes, was it yesterday? It was yesterday on audio. I do not have human children. Was it an individual personal decision? Do you not like kids or whatever? You know, and I'm going to just say this and I'm going to, you know, make this short and sweet as best can. And it was not a personal decision. I always wanted a Brady Bunch family. I wanted 3 boys and 3 girls. And that's just always how I wanted. I saw things. I saw myself, you know, married, big family. That's what I wanted. You know, I really did. I did go through IVF through infertility specialist, very, very highly skilled and definitely knows his trade. And I had went through surgeries and that, and I tried everything and it just, you know, I had things that were already abnormal that, you know, when you're born and things that, you know, were out of my control and corrective surgery and that, and it just didn't work. And I was in a relationship and it just wasn't a healthy relationship. I'm just gonna say that, not on my end, but they had, you know, some upbringings that weren't healthy, and you know, maybe, you know, I'm just gonna say it just wasn't a good relationship. So I did have a time frame when I could have got pregnant, and I just decided it just wasn't right. And when that time quickly was come and go, I just did not take that opportunity because I, you know, it was in a relationship and it just didn't, it wasn't right. And I don't have any regrets not deciding to still bring a child or children because I was IVF, so it'd be multiple in the world. But, you know, it used to really bother me. I used to be really like, I could not be around people that had kids. I didn't want to go to baby showers. I didn't want to talk about kids. I didn't want to know. And I've realized just from the podcast, especially those branching out from other platforms that sponsor and help bring our podcast to life and on an international level with so many women to come forward. And, you know, I thank you for every single email. But truly understanding, taking the time to understand and just to say hi, you know, and regardless if maybe they've not gone through struggles like I have, just to say, hey, listen, you know what? Thank you for being open and honest and sharing your story, because I know a lot of you said it seems like so taboo. If a woman can't have children, they feel like they're not, you know, they're less superior than other women. And that's just so wrong. If somebody treats you less as of a woman because you cannot have children, and you may have gone through things like I have through IVF. Maybe you've gone through IVF treatments, or you went through surgical procedures to try to correct things, whatever. You tried, you know, your darndest. You know, it's not your fault. Don't surround yourself with stupid people. I'm just going to say it. I wanted to say stupidity, but I'm just going to say stupid people and stupidity, especially if it comes from other women. If other women view you as less of a human being, less of a person, because you can't have children and they refuse to take the time, and instead of swift judgment, they believe they're God and they want to take the time to judge you incorrectly and they don't know your story. Don't surround yourself with stupidity and stupid people, especially when it comes women. You should be supporting one another. You should not be treating people as less. You know, I've been in a situation and I still get slack. You know, I still get, you know, stupidity and stupid people who think they can treat me as less of a woman because I don't have children. Well, Felicia and Gina, you don't know the whole story, so do not judge. You know, I was not one that did not want children. I always wanted children, and I did a lot of things to, and financially too, it was very expensive to have children, and it just didn't work. You know, I just figured I needed to get this story out because a lot of you reached out yesterday from podcast where I mentioned I do not have human children. And a lot of course, you don't know me, but it may have come off that I hate kids, I don't want kids, and that's so far from the truth. I've gone through my fair surgery and options and things like that, and I took every option opportunity, and I had a very narrow window to get pregnant, like, gosh, I think it was like 6 weeks. And like I said, I was in a relationship that was not, would have been healthy. You know, I wouldn't have been with the person. I knew I wasn't going to for a long period of time, or, you know, for a lifetime. So it wouldn't have been fair. I didn't think it was fair. I have no regrets. And sometimes the good Lord says, you know, hey, I don't need you sometimes to be a human mom in this aspect. Maybe the good Lord needs you to be a foster mother. Maybe he sees you fit to be someone to adopt children. Or maybe, like in my situation, there's so many animals, rescues, and those adopted or those being wanting to be fostered. And maybe you are just a person and a woman that the good Lord has decided, hey, you know, we need human moms, fur babies that need attention and love and care, and I'm going to place you. You know, I look at it that way. You know, I was meant for other things, and sometimes what we want is not always what we get. And if you look at your life in the way that the universe directs you and is guiding you, then it's meant to be. And I think that's the way I look at things. The rescue organization, that is going full steam ahead. I am fortunate to take, you know, my best friend with me, and she's going to be part of the organization to rescue and allow retired animals and rescues live the rest of their life out. And it's going to be a beautiful sanctuary and a place that's going to house many, many, many rescues, many fur babies. You know, I feel and I know that that's the way I was guided. And I say to the women out there who treat other women who do not have children, and even if you know their story and you still feel like they are less of a person, well, shame on you. Because you are a hypocrite and it's judgmental and you don't treat other women that way. And especially really gets me are the women who've already had problems getting pregnant, and then they'll get pregnant and then they'll still, they act greater than now than God that they have kids. And then they will just treat those that were in maybe not the same journey of complications of having kids, but maybe in other aspects they couldn't have children, and they'll treat them as less of a woman after maybe they are fortunate, which they should be abundantly blessed. And if you are having problems having kids and you finally are blessed to have children, you know, you should lift up and be supportive of other women that are still in that journey and struggling. That drives me nuts. Women act like that. Women have respect for other women. Now, I look at people that don't like you and don't respect you from woman to woman is they're either, and I'm going to put this quote because this is a real good one, and Jen sent this to me on my phone tonight, and it's so true. They're either jealous, they want to be like you, they're never going to be like you. If you're a genuine rare diamond like myself, Gina Felicia, you are never, girl, you ain't never going to be like me, but I will have to say those who are like that, who get jealous, or they hate you, or they're trying to be like you. They just hate you in general. Not everybody's gonna like you, but women to women, when you start doing that, We either secretly are jealous, you have hate, but I really believe people that act like that aren't happy with their own lives, you know? That's just how I feel. But women, when you struggle to have children and have your own, you know, offspring, and you start finding in a situation, or you're in a situation where you're blessed, whether that's going through IVF or, you know, it happens, you know, all of a sudden you get pregnant, it happens, you are fortunate, you're abundantly blessed. Remember, you were once in that journey, you were once in that struggle. Don't sit there and condemn and belittle and treat other women who had same problems that you have as less of human beings. That drives me nuts. There's no reason, there's no excuse for that. It's petty. Don't be a stupid person and don't use stupidity, because it doesn't look good on you. It looks ugly when women do that. You literally look ugly. And I'm not talking about the way you look. Sometimes the way people act makes people downright ugly. Don't do that if you're a woman, because that's not okay. But all of you women and those who reached out regarding that, yes, I had tried throughout my lifetime to have children, and I went through infertility and things like that, and it just didn't work out. And I don't see anything wrong with discussing that. Some people go, I mean, God, it's too personal. You guys should discuss like that. Oh, eat a another piece of pie, Gina Felicia. Go sit down and have another slice of turkey, for crying out loud. That's time I looked, you got your pants too tight, girl. Loosen up that belt. Just drives me nuts. Because I feel for women. I do. And I appreciate the emails. And most importantly, I appreciate the support. Because I don't think enough women in this world support one another. And that's a sad shame. Instead of hating, why don't you go to turn around and hate, turn that hate into something positive and productive and start supporting one another? You know, it doesn't even have to be about, you know, children or struggling like that. It could be in any aspect of life, you know? Take this year as a learning experience, learning curve, and apply it to a new year next year. It's the future, and be a bigger, better version of yourself. And women, quit hating. You know, I think is what, you know what, I'm gonna pull this photo quote she sent me, because it's, you know, it was interesting. It says, someone who hates you normally hates you for one of three things. They either see you as a threat, they hate themselves, or they want to be you. That's true, all three. Because I have a whole lot of haters. I've had a whole lot of haters, but I don't look at them as haters. I look at them as admirers, and I don't see anything wrong with that, you know? To each their own. What if they hate me? Then you know what? You respect the hate. Like I said, you respect people's decisions, opinions, or whatever they say about you, respect it, and you know, have a nice life. Have a good upcoming Christmas. Where am I going with this? I don't even know. I really don't know. But thank you, everyone, for the emails, and I'm telling you, we're less than several hours away from the antler ring toss. And I'm going to share what a really, I like doing the homemade pancakes, and then I like getting, you know, like a box pancake mix. And this is what, the third, fourth year of doing Pansgiving, which is our just little family tradition of homemade pancakes. Came home this evening and did that. I'm going to share the recipe. Oh my Lord. And I'm going to share a picture. And I'm telling you, I outdid myself this year. And you know what? Eric actually said, these are like the best pancakes. And he wasn't joking, because he was stuffing his mouth. He was saying, and I don't know where he's got the room, because yeah, I just don't know where he's got the room. Must be being over 6 foot tall. He's got the room for all this food he ate today. But he looked at me and said, these are like the best pancakes ever. And you know what? I had a couple of bites, and I'll have to say I outdid myself. So I want to be sharing that recipe this weekend. So maybe if you want to just take all the dressing and stuffing, and you feel like an overstuffed, you know, burrito, take all that stuff aside, and you want to just something small this weekend and easy to make and whatnot, I'm going to be sharing this weekend that recipe. Unbelievable. With Vermont pure maple syrup, Cool Whip, light Cool Whip, a drizzle of salted caramel. Go ahead and toss in some walnuts and pecans. You're already stuffed and you're going, I'm going to throw up right now if I continue to talk about food. But I'm going to get off of here. We've got a lot of things to do. We're working on maneuvering through the home and working now on paint, which I'm going to say, because that's another video. Yeah, with so many things going on. I don't know where we find the time, but we do. But it, you know, it's have to organize the time, keep a structure, because getting down to the wire. But I'll have to say, thank goodness I'm not working with filtered pure sand anymore, paint sand, because that was the hardest project I have ever attempted for the very first time, and I'm hoping it'll be last. But I still have the mirrored wall that actually separates part of the home, so part of it's in the kitchen, other parts in the hallway, and I finished one entire wall. It looks fake. It looks that good. So I can't wait to also, there's just so many things. We've got kids channel, we got the Pammy videos and things that I'm going to bring over here to Free Yourself, My Journey, Our Journey. I just want to wish everyone, you know, this has been a hodgepodge of podcast this early morning. I just wanted to wish everyone and hope everyone had a wonderful, blessed, happy, overstuffed pizza kind of feeling Thanksgiving, because this woman, I did not do that. And I got my protein shake watered down, so girl's not bloated this evening. But I wish all of you well who are. So stay tuned. Look forward to talking to everyone again this morning on the round table. Get out there on Black Friday. Treat your fellow shoppers kindly. And I don't know about paying it forward, right? Because 'tis the season of giving, but right now we're talking about buying gifts. But if you're going to get a coffee, don't forget the person behind you. They may have had a horrible Thanksgiving and they may not like the company that they were with. That's why they're out behind you. Don't forget, a frown can be turned upside down. A dollar goes a long way when you are at the drive-thru or you're grabbing a cup of coffee. As always, that's right. Don't forget to pay it forward.